Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One man that may have an indication of where the king may be hiding out or could be working on his draft board. Some think he's on a yacht somewhere preparing for next Thursday. So we'll ask the columnist for the Washington Times, the Hall of Famer himself, Tom Lavero. Tommy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, boss. If you're looking for some kind of intelligence as to where Coach Sheehan is, all I know is he has an undisclosed fortress of solitude somewhere.
Yeah, I know. You know, there have been a couple of sightings. Even if I knew, I wouldn't say. I mean, he does deserve some privacy, because you know how big next Thursday night is for him. I mean, there was a time when this was as big for him as it is Santa Claus is for Christmas. I mean, he had so much pressure on him, but now that Ben Standing has basically unseated him as a preeminent expert as in the mock draft, I've noticed a bit of a difference in his demeanor. Have you?
Well, I don't know if it's that or if it's just old age setting in, Doc. I mean, you know, he may be coming a little bit more mellow as the years go on.
Yeah, well, it can start so many places with you. Your versatility is unmatched. I want to start with baseball with you. I know, is it safe to say your first love?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in watching the game, the gambling deal, the interpreter, Ohsani, all this whole thing, Galdi made a great point about his production being off from prior years and that. And so I'll ask you that. Do you think that whether or not he's involved, let's say he has no knowledge of this and that he is clean, clearly it has affected his psyche?
It sure seems to. I mean, the attention being paid to him, and it's funny because he just went cross town from the Angels to the Dodgers, but he might as well got into a different universe. I mean, because no matter how hard the Angels have tried over the years, they don't operate in the same level as the Dodgers do.
Oh, no.
I mean, you know that, being a longtime Dodgers fan.
Yeah, I grew up there.
So already the attention is ratcheted up. And I'm thinking he probably suffered a sense of embarrassment from what all the attention that went through with the gambling controversy an investigation that's still going on. Yeah, I'd be shocked if it didn't affect him at some point. And, you know, sometimes just a change, you know, in teams will always affect anybody, no matter what else is going on. But I have no doubt that he'll come around and be a productive, the big productive home run hitter and big bat that the Dodgers thought they were getting.
Talking to Galls, and we're talking about Tyler Wells going on a 15-day DL for his O's, and this arm issues that seem to have always been, is it more now? Is it the timer, pitch count? What do you sense? I mean, guys are hitting that radar gun at higher levels than ever. Is it starting earlier? Is there a solution in your mind?
Well, there's no simple solution. Mm-hmm. And anyone who sits there and says that they know why this is happening is foolish, because there have been all kinds of theories that have been put out there. When Steven Strasburg got drafted by the Nationals, I wrote as a joke, let's just get the Tommy John surgery over with now. Well, a year later, he underwent Tommy John surgery, and I wrote a column then saying, okay, this is he had been baseball's biggest star. People forget, like, when he came up, that was the early stages of social media and Twitter. And Strasburg on Twitter was a huge deal. I mean, every pitch he threw in the minor leagues was an event. It was all an event then. And then, so you had baseball's big, you know, star pitcher, young stud, going on the DL and having to go Tommy John surgery. That would have been the time, I wrote, to have a blue ribbon panel commissioned by the baseball commissioner with people from Little League all the way up to major leagues to figure out what's the problem here, to do an in-depth study as to why young pitchers are getting hurt and how you can change it from the beginning, because you got to catch it early. I mean, I think you have to catch this on a little league level, and you have to have the organization, all these organizations that train kids, you have to have them as part of the solution. So that's what they've been waiting, and here we are, you know, Strasburg's retired, and we're still talking about the same thing. That's what's desperately needed, some kind of involved, in-depth study that's inclusive from people from youth baseball to the major leagues, and then try to figure out a way to reduce these injuries.
I mean, I'm still a sucker for Williamsport and watching Little League World Series and all of that, but you do and they do have pitch counts, and they have certain rules and things in it. I wish it had been that way 100 years ago. Might have made a difference in a lot of young kids. A very interesting story I thought about you this morning, Suarez, in terms of, and maybe you have seen this, but for me, blew my mind that this guy, I made his first start in Major League Baseball in 8 years. And so if you look at the distance between starts, 2,395 days, September 26th, 2017, and he goes out at those 5 2/3 innings, 3-hitter, 4Ks, 75 pitches, and hit the gun at 96 miles an hour at 34 years old. So I was wondering, is that one of a story that even got your attention?
Yes, it did. It did to some extent, but we have to do what we can for these pitchers right now, because, I mean, as far as it is right now, you know, pitching has been diminished because right now a 6-inning start is a quality start. You know, everyone's afraid to let these pitchers go through the third time on the lineup. And pitchers are the stars of baseball. I mean, you know, you have the stars like Mookie Betts and Bryce Harper, but when people check which game they're going to go to, they look at pitching matchups, okay? And the pitchers are the biggest stars. And if we diminish their stature, you know, and the injuries contribute to that, we're diminishing the game.
Well, I mean, the beauty about baseball is that it is, I think, back to where my age, our generation, and I know we're talking to these youngsters now, they don't get it, that it was numero uno. And it was nothing bigger than that. And I do sense that their interest is swinging. I'm kind of like into tonight, and I know it's 5 years off, but you as a historian, no one predicted the pandemic. It was a rotten, raw deal that the Nats, or you don't want to be a team that is denied your victory lap. You can never make that up. But what do you sense that'll happen as they try to kind of rewrite history a little bit without its stars coming back in this campaign that will start tonight?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great weekend at Nats Park, particularly with Houston coming to town, the team that they wound up beating in the World Series in 2019. I think the most interesting figure to me of the returning Nats is Howie Kendrick. Howie Kendrick had such a huge impact on that team. He was arguably the difference maker on that team in 2019 compared to 2018. They signed Kendrick in 2018, but he got hurt early in the season and missed almost the entire year. And they struggled that year. That was Davey Martinez's first year. In 2019, they had a healthy Kendrick. He could play multiple positions. He was a big-time clutch hitter, a huge leader in the clubhouse, a big influence on Juan Soto and the younger players. And we know in the postseason, he had the Grand Slam home run against your Dodgers in the NLCS. Yep. And then he had the big home run in Game 7 of the World Series, the ping off the foul pole in Houston. Howie Kendrick, it's like, in a way, like Braden Holtby and the save for the Capitals in 2018. Those guys should never have to buy a drink in this town again for their particular moments. They weren't here very long, although Holtby was here for a while, but he's been gone a long time since. But Howie Kendrick belongs on that list of guys who drink for free.
Man, that is a great honor. I mean, that might eclipse a lot of honors that I noted that we, the Sixers honored Allen Iverson with a statue at the practice facility, which they have a number of players that they line, I guess, their practice facility with that. But I think the runner-up for the Heisman is one of the coolest things. I'm not certain if it's still in existence, but back 100 years ago, the runner-up, I believe, got a credit card that allowed them to eat or go wherever they wanted. I thought it was unlimited. I thought that was almost better than the trophy. And that because the following year we get a new winner. Eventually, in our sports society, we don't just keep talking about the Heisman Trophy. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you did. But it's not one of those things we kind of dwell on. But that credit card, unlimited grub, dude, you just came up with one I think is brilliant. Drinks for life. And those, I can see those moments.
I know the event starts tonight at Nats Park. I'll be out there Sunday. And it'll be good to see Howie Kendrick, who is a stand-up guy, who should be working for this organization in some capacity. He's working somewhere in baseball. I forget which team he's working for now. But if you're the learners and you know the impact that guy had, you should have hired him right away to be a special assistant somewhere in this organization.
Yeah, well, then leave it up to us. Now we start beating that drum. We make things happen, man. And now you got me I'm on the team now with it. So let's see if we can kick up some dust for Howie Kendrick. And your event, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the air, you know, Kokin's tournament with a locker where they raise lots of money for great cause, and your tournament for the Grays. I look forward to doing anything I can do to help people if people have done for me and with tournaments or whatever. But that's one of those things I circle, man. And I sure hope, I hope there's not a 21-inch snowstorm on that particular day because I look forward to it. It ain't you to toot your own horn, but I'll toot it for you. Why don't you throw out the particulars on that if anyone would like to help and participate in what is a great cause, not for Tom Lavero, but for young kids that may not have an opportunity to be privy to this equipment and to play the great game of baseball.
Well, that's exactly what we do, Doc, at the D.C. Grays. We create opportunities for kids who might not have them. In the poorest districts of town, Ward 7 and Ward 8, we're a two-fold organization. We field a team in the Cal Ripken Summer Collegiate Baseball League. It's a summer wooden bat league, like the Cape Cod League, you know, but it's a local league. There's teams throughout the DMV. We're the D.C. Grays, and it's college players who are playing from all over the country who, you know, are playing a 40-game wooden bat season. Dusty Baker's son, Darren, who's now in the Nationals organization, played for the D.C. Grays one summer. So we have that, and we also have the D.C. Grays MVP program where we supply equipment, uniforms, coaches, set up the schedules and stuff for more than about 250 boys and girls, baseball and softball. We do it all. It's paid for, and they don't have to pay for anything, okay? All the way up through high school. We even help some of these kids, if they have a chance to play college ball, prepare to play college baseball, too. And it's something that we do year-round, too. And that's all done through donations. And the Cigars and Curveballs event, Monday, May 6th, at Shelley's Back Room from 6 to 8 p.m. is one of the ways we raise money for all the work that we do. And, Doc, it's always great to see you there. You're a big part of the success of that event.
Well, I know that what baseball did in my life, it was my first love. It was just, I can't imagine not having it, because as hard as your parents work to keep you in the straight and narrow, what you need is that incentive to not let your teammates down as well. And sometimes that incentive from the outside and having a group that depends on you to play shortstop or to pitch in game one or game two, whatever it is. And I still believe that I talked with my catcher the other day, Lionel J. Cooks. We call him Freight Train. And we were from second grade all the way up, but he was my catcher with the Dodgers. And I did a segment last weekend on overtime, and I was saying that I was undefeated. I've never been undefeated but once in sports. I played from 9 years old till 30, and once 25-0 with the Yankees in Pony League. And it's like, and I asked people to call, and we had people calling in about when they had undefeated teams. Everybody remembers that special season. And more so than not, it was in baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's the connection.
Yeah, it's magical.
That's the connection. It really is.
Yeah.
While the NFL has become a religion in this league, mm-hmm. Baseball is still a passion.
Oh, no question. Patience. The thing about it is that you don't know when the ball is coming to you, but you have to be ready for it. And it's just, there's so many principles. Plus, you learn to score games as a kid.
Yes.
So you're scoring games, and that's why I hated these high school coaches that were having their kids come to them to get a play. I go, what? I was 11, and I was getting signals. But anyway, that's a topic for another day, and we can't afford you anymore. Your limit's up, and your agent will wear me out, and I promised him I would not go overtime. Last time we had you on, I blew my budget. Lavero, we love you. I can't wait to see you on May 6th. You are, as Coach would say, simply one of the best. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, Doc. Always enjoy it.
My man. That is the legend himself, Washington Times columnist Tom Lavero. And G from the shop said, put Bobby Dandridge on that list about free drinks for life.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.